Welcome to Publish or Perish FM, social selling in the age of content marketing. This is the podcast for innovative and scale-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. Here's your host, Jeff Leo Herman.
Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 21 of Publish or Perish FM. Today is Friday, March 4th, 2016. I am thrilled to be here with you today. And as always, we're going to focus on one thing to scale relationships and scale revenue. And that one thing is a top 10 list. We're going to cover the top 10 reasons content marketing rocks for sales. We've actually spent an awful lot of time talking about content marketing strategy, but I realized that we've never even really properly defined content marketing on this podcast. And the fact that the name content marketing is in the title, Social Selling in the Age of Content Marketing, figured we should knock this out and do this episode and not only define content marketing, but why it drives sales productivity. So first, to kick off, answer the question, what is content marketing? And this definition comes to us from our friends at the Content Marketing Institute. Content marketing is a strategic marketing approach focused on creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content. And I emphasize the word consistent. That's really important. To attract and retain a clearly defined audience, which ultimately drives profitable customer action. So over the next few weeks, we're going to dig into another model I've developed on how content marketing, or also known potentially as inbound marketing, actually can govern an outbound sales strategy. So here are the top 10 reasons content marketing rocks for sales. Number one, your prospects and clients are now well-educated because they've consumed valuable problem-solving content generated from your organization. Bottom line here is your content marketing strategy helps you attract the right clients and repel the wrong ones. And a commitment to publishing educational and problem-solving material helps your prospects and customers learn and approach you when they're ready to approach you. They come pretty well informed. And that of course, is supported by the statistic from Corporate Executive Board, 57% of the buyer's journey is complete before you talk to sales. So, of course, we all know that our prospects are consuming information before reaching out to sales or even while they're in a process. So the more you can get ahead of that process and educate your customers and prospects to have informed and intelligent decisions, there's just a high degree of value created. So number two, you now have a detailed data-driven understanding of your client's interests, intent, and buying stage. And the good news here is your content marketing strategy with consistent content generated over time aligned to the buyer's journey literally helps you know at what stage of their consideration process or decision-making process are they in. So if they're really looking at industry trends and macroeconomic information, you know they're at the very upper level, status quo, almost the early problem recognition phase. If they're downloading pricing guidelines and spec sheets, you know that they're in the later stages of their buying decision. So that, of course, having that content, those content assets laid out in a way helps you determine where your customers and prospects are in their buying stage. Item three, your cold prospecting list isn't so cold anymore due to the addition of personas. And personas, of course, are layered with behavioral and motivational information. And that persona information is layered on top of your standard firmographic targets. This one specifically, we have an entire program dedicated just to this topic specifically around the prospecting model and a persona-based prospecting model, how it drives a much more highly converting strategy. So this one we're going to save for the next episode. And we're going to dedicate an entire episode just to this item number three here. So number four, you can hook your early stage prospects by leading with educational statistics instead of relying on heavy self-serving value propositions. And once again, the spirit of a content marketing strategy is focused on problem solving and delivering value, and the fact that you can lean in and learn more about your industry and share those important industry drivers, industry trends, and help educate and build credibility with your prospects and customers gives you more to talk to them about beyond your product feature set. So item five, your content-centric educational approach will more rapidly build trust and credibility with your prospects. Very true, right? If you're seen as a teacher and problem solver, you can build that trust and credibility starting to assume that position as an authority in the space. And, you know, at the end of the day, your prospects and customers don't care. They just want their problem solved. They just want to be more efficient, more effective. And the more you can focus on the application of your products and service versus actually the bells and whistles, which are an important part, we'll all just be much, much better off. Number six, we're moving right along. I love this one. You'll know exactly which social media platforms to leverage for social selling and which ones to ignore. This is a really critical one. Because a content marketing strategy is constructed based upon persona and buyer's journey, along with that is research that focuses on where your customers are consuming information. And so if you have a buyer that's a millennial in their 20s or 30s, you may want to consider using Instagram or even dig into Snapchat. If you're targeting a 50-some-odd-year-old CFO, she may be more favorable towards LinkedIn, and you can ignore all the other ones altogether. So having that research baked into your process really helps you drill into the specific social media platforms you can use to engage with your best prospects and customers. Number seven, you will be seen as an indispensable resource because you're focused on solving problems backed up by an awesome and comprehensive content library. So you'll be approaching your prospects and customers almost like a tour guide. You have this library of information, this series of assets to share that you can use to address each of their problem states. And because that's mapped to the buyer's journey, you're actually providing this great reference material. And you know, having that content library at your disposal, once again, because of a content marketing program, due to the consistent nature, you have to have a consistent series of information to share. You can just leverage that consistent information across the multiple touch points and always have a new asset to bring to bear based upon the conversation. So that's a wonderful outcome for us in sales as far as having ammunition to continue that dialogue. Number eight, you'll better be able to understand the information needed to satisfy the decision stages that prospects move along in the buyer's journey. So this one's pretty straightforward, but this goes back to the notion of the library. As you have committees and buying committees that form, you know, you need different content for different members of the buying committee. And of course, the CFO tends to show up in the later stages of the buying process. And you'll want to have your ROI data and your financial analysis completed by that point. Whereas in the earlier stages, when they're really focused on growth and strategy, you can have that type of content configured to make sure that satisfies the more the analyst and the strategic people that typically are present or at least prominent at that stage of the buyer's journey. Number nine, love this one too. You can accelerate the purchase cycle by inserting relevant stage-based content at the right point in the buyer's journey. So this actually often is a great decision point, or it's a way to tease out their true interests and intent. You can put forward two assets in an email. One, a pricing guide, or a how-to, more of like an implementation guide, and the other more of a why document focused on broader application. And whichever one of those assets is clicked on and engaged with, once again, assuming you send it through a platform like TaoDap, where you can actually see what content is clicked on and engaged with, that teases out, that reveals a lot of great information that you can use, once again, to structure a relevant and respectful approach to engaging with your prospect. Number 10, last one, here we go. You can leverage your content marketing mission statement as a point of differentiation from your competition, or, you know, even the elevator pitch. And any great content marketing program, of course, starts with a great content marketing mission statement. Who's the target, what's delivered, and the outcome for the audience. And that's a cool statement that typically is two, maybe three sentences long. And that's a great elevator pitch. And it's refined over time based upon how it compels and engages with your audience. So if you're seeking an elevator pitch, turn to your marketing team and grab their content marketing mission statement. So that is all. We've completed 10 reasons content marketing rocks for sales. Within each one of these elements, there's a lot to unpack. And so, as I mentioned, item number 3, persona-based prospecting, we're really going to dig into that in the next episode. But look, if you want more information on building a content marketing strategy, a documented content marketing strategy, and even content marketing mission statements, I have lots of frameworks available that I'd be happy to share with you and your marketing team, and would be happy to talk to you about that and how to structure your program effectively and consistently, so you can take that position as a teacher and curator and effectively build those relationships and scale that revenue and earn that place as an authority in your space. So that's all for this week. As always, I would love for you to visit us, of course, on iTunes and subscribe. And if you like the content, please leave a rating and review. It really helps new podcasts like this one especially get discovered. And please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm, as in Frank Mary, with your feedback and comments. Thanks again. As always, I hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Cheers. Well, I'm an animal.